Winston Churchill, why stand when you can sit? Why sit when you can lie down? So there you go. All right, Starbucks is at the center of a storm in a teacup, or rather a coffee mug. The coffee chain's festive red holiday cup is usually adorned with some kind of Christmas-themed image at this time of year, but right now, outside of its logo, it's bare, nothing. The minimalist design has caused some outrage among customers, calling it a war on Christmas. Now, for more on this, we're joined by Dan Cox. He's the research director at the Public Religion Research Institute. Welcome, Dan, and Take Two.
Great to be here.
So it's just a cup. Why are people so upset over the lack of Christmas-themed designs on those Starbucks cups?
Well, I think one of the things you have to remember that this idea of a war on Christmas is really a perennial debate. One that we have every year around this time, and it's more than a decade old. Previous years, we've seen some folks criticize stores that greeted customers with Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. And while in some ways, you know, some of the media makes light of this, the debate really captures a real anxiety that's being felt among some Christians, that they're sort of losing share in the cultural marketplace, that the American culture as it is now tends to represent a broader array of interests and experiences, and some groups are being left out.
Isn't that a good thing, though, to make everyone seem more welcome, even if you don't necessarily have Christian beliefs?
Right, but as it expands and as, you know, more groups are sort of brought to the table and their sort of views are being shared and reflected in culture, I think there is someone's losing out. And predominantly what we've seen are you know, white Christian perspectives are being, that once was really the dominant perspective in American culture, is actually losing some market share to some of these sort of different perspectives. And I think that is what's really going on in this case. We're seeing a fundamental religious and demographic shift that's really at the core of this feeling of anxiety. And I'll give you just two stats to sort of paint a picture here. We've seen in our recent surveys that 7 in 10 seniors, those are people 65 years and older, are white Christian. Now, if you look at the other age end of the age spectrum, young adults, age 18 to 29, fewer than 4 in 10 are white Christian. So you're really seeing a dramatic shift in the religious composition of the U.S.
But aren't you also noticing a shift away from any religious affiliation at all?
Absolutely. That's the other part of the story. We've seen a dramatic rise in people who say they're religiously unaffiliated, or sometimes they're called the nuns, the N-O-N-E-S, and they've increased dramatically over a relatively short period of just a couple of decades, and roughly, you know, close to 1 in 4 Americans is now religiously unaffiliated.
What do you think is driving that shift?
Really great question, and a very complicated, convoluted answer for sure, but at least part what we're seeing that younger adults, sometimes called the millennial generation, were less likely to be raised in religious households. So that's at least part of the story. So they weren't raised in households where religious attendance was a frequent occurrence, where prayer was a part of meals. And so as they've grown up, they've just brought less religious experiences into adulthood and then have just remained that way.
So is this thing happening with the Starbucks cups, is this right along those lines about what you're noticing with this cultural shift away from Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, one of the really interesting things about this debate, too, is it's unlikely that Christmas would have retained its influence as such an important cultural event in the U.S. if it had not adapted in some extent to the response to the changing cultural tastes and preferences. So there's sort of more secular versions of Christmas, and that allows for a much broader way of people to participate in the holiday. And so I think that's sort of something that gets missed in all this. The vast majority of Americans do celebrate the Christmas holiday, but how people celebrate it really varies wildly or widely. For some, it may mean attending religious services and reading the Christmas story from the Bible. While for others, it might mean, you know, drinking eggnog, decorating a gingerbread house, and reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. In fact, in a survey that we conducted just a year or so ago, we found that Americans were as likely to read Twas the Night Before Christmas as they were to read the Bible this time of year.
You know, I've seen on Facebook some of my Christian friends are putting their Starbucks cup, and they're saying that their name is Christmas or Jesus. That way, at least the cup has something that has to do with Christianity or Christmas on it. You think this kind of response might spread a little bit, considering the backlash against Starbucks to begin with?
Well, I do think, yeah, because it's important to remember that more than half Americans who say they celebrate this holiday are celebrating as a religious holiday. Mm. And so for them, you know, it is, you know, explicitly about religion, about Christ, about, you know, all that comes with it. But there is a growing minority for whom that this holiday is more cultural than anything else. In fact, if you look again, the young adults, they're more likely to celebrate Christmas as a secular holiday than a religious one.
Dan Cox, Research Director of the Public Religion Research Institute. Dan, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.